Night Huntress by Yasmin Gellinorn. Narrated by Cassandra Campbell. Copyright 2009 by Yasmin Gellinorn. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with the Berkeley Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Group USA Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. The late April night was unseasonably warm, so I'd left the window open a couple of inches, just enough for a breath of fresh air to pass through. From the bed, I gazed up at the moon, which glittered a quarter past full. A low bank of clouds, illuminated silhouettes against the sky, rolled through, streaking the moon with their long fingers of ink. I slid out from between the sheets and silently crossed to the window, patting softly over the braided rug that Iris had recently found in a little vintage store. Lifting the window just enough so I could lean my head out, I peered into the shadows of the backyard. My sister Camille was out for the night. She was staying with her husbands, Morio and Smokey, a fox demon and a dragon, respectively, in the woods near Smokey's barrow. They were casting yet another spell to bring home one of our own. Trillian, Camille's alpha lover, was still missing. We knew he was alive, but that's all we knew. He'd disappeared, and from all accounts, a goblin contingent nabbed him back in Otherworld, which spelled potential disaster. For both Trillian and for us. Manalee, my other sister, should be just getting home from work. She ran the Wayfarer Bar and Grill. The driveway wasn't visible from my windows.